Hello, and welcome to Open Door Playhouse, a theater podcast that celebrates live theater on the podcast stage. I'm Sue Gisser. At Open Door Playhouse, we strive to bring our listeners thoughtful and surprising 10-minute shorts and one-act plays that showcase insightful and new perspectives of the world we share with others. Open Door Playhouse is a 501c3 theater organization. Support for Open Door Playhouse comes from listeners like you. Your tax-deductible donations help keep our plays on the podcast stage. Donations can be made at www.opendoorplayhouse.org. Now playing in Theater 88, Confusion, written by Mark Dylan Brown, directed by Bernadette Armstrong, assisted by me, Sue Gisser, starring Cynthia Gravenese as Sadie, Leah Jarvik as Bartender, Jeffrey S.S. Johnson as Dan, and Gareth Williams as Older Man.
Morning.
Morning.
Busy day?
Probably, yeah.
You gonna walk the dog?
Oh, if I have time.
He needs a walk.
I know.
What about dinner? I could thaw the chicken.
Okay.
Or burgers. We could have burgers.
Whatever you want is fine.
I think I'll make a salad niçoise. I'm in the mood for a salad niçoise.
Great.
Morning.
Morning.
You gotta walk the dog.
If I have time.
He needs a walk.
I heard you.
What about dinner? Chicken?
Okay. Oh, I may be late. Work.
Okay. Then I'll have something waiting.
Okay.
Morning.
Morning.
You gotta walk the dog.
Can you take him?
He needs a walk.
Please?
Okay. What about dinner? Chicken?
Don't wait up for me.
Work?
You're definitely gonna be a late one.
I'll miss you.
Miss you too.
Nothing's on.
She's hot.
Really? Does she have a temperature?
Should give her one for the team.
I'm so stone age.
The one with a little something on the side, right?
Don't forget what you got at home, pal.
Can I get you something else?
Hey, what do you mean?
Like another beer?
Oh, maybe. Yeah. I mean, yes.
All right. Coming up.
Morning.
Morning.
The dog?
I know it needs a walk.
Yes.
So do I.
What?
Nothing.
Where'd you go last night?
It's nothing. Happy hour. Some guys leaving the firm.
Well, I'll be working late tonight, too.
You will?
Yeah, I'll just grab something later. Don't wait up.
I'll miss you.
You too. Is he looking at me? I really think he sees me. Oh, he's sort of handsome. In an academic way.
Don't forget what you got at home. A good man.
And good men are hard to find.
Damn right.
They say older men really know how to treat a lady.
Don't believe everything you hear.
No harm in talking, right?
Excuse me. Are you looking for something in particular?
Oh, no. I mean, I'm not sure. Maybe. Morning.
Morning.
Dog?
No time.
Another client meeting?
Yes.
Dinner?
I'll just grab something while I'm out.
Me too.
Okay.
And where are all your friends tonight?
I told them I was at another bar way across town. I didn't want to share you with them.
Is that so?
Yeah, in fact, I had the manager change the A sign in the front window to a C just to scare customers away. It cost me an arm and a leg, but you are worth it.
Silly. Told you, I don't mess around with married men.
Me neither. See? We have so much in common.
You're a dog.
Careful, or I might follow you home.
Did he just bark? Tell me he didn't just bark.
Come on. Why are you so unhappy?
Don't get me wrong. Sadie's great. Just great.
So is Dan. He's a good man.
Sadie doesn't really hear me.
That's not true.
I find that hard to believe.
Oh boy, she wants it.
Really?
Everybody deserves a little attention.
I do. I mean, yes, I do.
He doesn't want to.
Yes, he does.
No.
You're really drawn to that painting.
Oh, I suppose she reminds me of someone.
Really? How so?
She's sort of doll-like. Not even real. The way she holds her arms. She's uncomfortable in her own clothes. Mm-hmm. She wants to be free of them. They're shackles to her.
Mm.
She's a girl wanting to be a woman.
And she's not smiling. I wish she'd smile.
I feel so comfortable with you.
Oh, what is he, a chair?
Sometimes art triggers an emotional response and provides us with new insights into ourselves.
What a crap.
Dan's just not present.
Hello, I'm right here.
Say yes.
Say no.
I can't.
Marriage is a union, a two-way street.
But what if this one's got a dead end? Morning.
Morning.
Home?
Not sure.
So?
So?
Dinner?
Ugh. Late.
Again?
Yes. You?
Yes.
Again?
Yes. It's you.
Huh?
I said, nice place.
Oh, yeah. First time here?
My husband comes here a lot. Pun intended.
Lots of husbands do.
I'll bet they do.
From the firms, I mean. What, for happy hour?
You're very pretty.
Thank you.
I imagine you're great company, too.
Why do you say that?
You're like a psychologist, really. Only prettier. Probably only takes you one or two visits before the patient's cured. I mean, look at you! It's a cliche! Unhappy man, 40s, meets beautiful young woman, mid-20s. She sees his weakness. He worships her as if she were up on a stage, but that wears off. Believe me. What did you give Dan that was so special? I mean, other than, you know.
Oh, hey, easy.
Fill her up. Vodka martini, straight up, kettle one, two olives.
Maybe she switched to something lighter.
No thanks. Vodka's fine. Vodka is good. I intend on sitting here all night drinking vodka.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Look, I never wanted anyone to get hurt. I made that very clear from the start.
Well, that's very comforting. I feel much better now.
You're
thanks.
Angry. Yeah, I get it. I guess I deserve that. I don't normally... What I mean is... Like, I'm a total feminist, you know? Sisterhood, equality. But I also believe strongly in the sanctity of marriage. Oh, he was just so sweet. And sweet guys are hard to come by.
Hey! Who's the customer here? You're supposed to listen to my troubles. Dan doesn't love you. He was just getting me back. Or was I getting him back? Oh, I forget. But the point is, he won't leave me. He's not the type. He's loyal. To a fault. Does that sound awful? He won't be back. So, what time do you get off?
We close at 2.
Here's to a long, slow night. Just the two of us. Discussing our sisterhood, equality, and of course, the sanctity of marriage.
I'm sorry, I'm afraid we're closed.
I won't hurt you. At least I don't think I will.
Please don't. I don't have any money.
I don't want your money.
Oh! What are you doing? What are you doing? Why did you just staple my shoe to the floor?
It goes something like this. Unhappy woman, pushing 40, enters art gallery. Meets older gentleman. 60s? The kind that wears tweed jackets. The ones with the leather arm patches. Am I warm? I bet you smoke a pipe. And this older man sees the woman's unhappiness and takes advantage of her. You bottom feeder. I mean, what can you possibly give Sadie that I can't? Did you give her something special?
No. Maybe friendship? A sympathetic ear?
What, not even a painting or a sculpture or something?
No.
Wow, what a bad deal. I'm not really a killer. But I could be, huh?
Yes, you could. I'm glad that you're not.
God. Relationships. They're hard, aren't they?
Oh, tell me about it.
You married?
Divorced. Don't ever get divorced.
We won't. Oh, we're too comfortable. That sound awful.
There's always room for improvement in anything worthwhile.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. But marriage is a contract between a man and a woman, and she...
What? What are you doing?
You must think me Neanderthal. You believe in the double standard?
Yes, I believe it exists. No, I don't subscribe to its existence. It's antiquated, outmoded, useless.
I guess I'm just like everybody else. Yeah, too tired. Too distracted from daily grind. Pay attention to the little things. You become oblivious to what's really important. There's genius in the details. Einstein said that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You're older than I thought.
I feel pretty old right about now.
This baby's an Arrow T-72. Steel construction, jam-proof mechanism. Got it at Lowe's. You use it for... I really don't know what you use it for. I'm not very handy.
There are many degrees of intelligence. What are you going to do?
I don't know. You mind if I sit here a while?
Oh, make yourself comfortable. Have you decided what you're going to do? I'm really starting to cramp up over here.
Morning.
Oh, my head.
Mm.
Oh. Oh, I can't believe it's this late.
No,
Oh, no, I should get up.
No, in a minute. In a minute. Let's just stay in bed for a minute. I almost forgot how beautiful your hands are. I'm sorry. No, I am.
No, me too.
No, me. I'm sorry. I love you. I love you very, very much.
And I love you. Only you.
Come here.
Ow! You pulled my hair.
Oh, sorry. Ow, you bit my lip.
Sorry. What about the dog?
We don't have a dog.
Oh. Let's stay together, loving you whether
times are good or bad, happy or sad.
Our plays are produced by Bernadette Armstrong, recorded at Oak House Studio in Altadena, California. Mixed and designed by our talented sound engineer, David Peters. Post-production and website support by Larie Griffith. Sound effects are provided by Audio Jungle and music from Karaoke Version. If you're interested in submitting a play for production, you can find that information on our website, www.opendoorplayhouse.org. Please share this podcast with friends and don't forget to subscribe so you'll be notified when our next production is live.